Amari Rebbe Zeira. Rebbe Zeira has an absolutely fascinating shaila. Rebbe's shaila is quite amorphic. We're going to have to see how the different Rishonim learn it. But Takfa Echa Bifaneinu Ma. Simcha, if you bring a chair, there's a place right here. Takfa Echa Bifaneinu, if somebody grabs the talis in front of us, what's the halach? What exactly is the details of the case? Either shasik, if the fellow was silent, in other words, Reuven and Shimon, this is Reuven, this is Shimon with a talis, so Shimon grabs it from Reuven. If Reuven is silent, do you all delay? He's conceding to Shimon. V'idik gotzavach. And if Reuven objects, my havelei lemevat. So the fact that he's not as strong should not be a problem. Should not come to hurt him. Loi says Gemara Tzricha the shasak meikara v'hada v'hodar tzavach. What happened was he was silent initially. Reuven was silent when Shimon pulled it out, and then he screamed. Mai, what's the halacha? Midish take a duya odile. On the one hand, since he was silent, that silence serve as a oda. Odilma kima the tzavach. Or do we say since he objected, kima the tzavach hashta? Igloi milsa the haidish asak. This that he was silent initially may kara tzavach al kachazil rabbanan. The rabbanan have seen it. They've internalized it. They're going to do something about it. And then he realizes that the rabbanan, for whatever reason, don't do anything about it. My, what's the halacha? The Ran is going to have questions about the simple reading of the Gemara. What are the two tzadim of the Gemara? The Ran asks some very good questions. At the end of the day, he points out that there should be some basic assumptions to the shaila that the Gemara does not make. And therefore, the Ran is going to tell us a fascinating approach within our sugya. You know what? I think we have time to see the Ran right now. But first, let's take a look at Rashi. Let's take a look at Rashi. Talk for echad. If one of them grabbed, hoitzia miyad chaveiroi bichazaka. Reuven pulled it out of Shimon's hands with strength. And it's entirely in Reuven's hands before a shvuah was made. Now, when I read this Rashi, I was bothered by something. Are you also bothered by something in this Rashi? Rashi's smooth with you? Yes, Meisha?
Doesn't matter whether or not before after the shvuah.
Right. Let's start a step back. Isn't it obvious if Shimon pulls it out of Reuven's hands, it's kula biyada? Right. So obviously, as Moshe is driving at, the chiddush over here is the kodim shenishbo. That was kula biyada kodim shenishbo. So that's one should have been bothered. What is Rashi doing over here? Is Rashi coming to explain the word tokev? Is the emphasis of Rashi Vayekulam biyado kodim shenishbo? What's the emphasis over here, Rashi? What's Rashi doing? So you should have asked that. But the Rashi seems to be, there's something here that Rashi is driving at that is not what meets it. Rashi doesn't tell us exactly that which he's driving at, because if you read Rashi just translating it, then Rashi seems to be superfluous. It's all of what Rashi says. I could have argued, I would have known without Rashi adding it. What is Rashi coming to add over here? Okay. Yotza mitachas yado shalecha. Ma'am, yotza lifnei beza mitachas yado echad, shuhu levado ochazbo, velo chaveiro. That's already in the Tashma, right? Okay. So let's leave that for now. Let's stay within the shaila. Let's take a look at the Ran. The Ran asks some beautiful pshat points. I forgot to bring up my COVID. It's probably over there. Thank you very much. Okay. You have someone to look on with?
Good. Yeah.
Let's take a look at the rat. Yes. Hi. Dibra Maschu Lloyd Sricha.
And that's
a point that he's emphasizing on. And Lafuke, what? Lafuke what? Very good. Comes along Chaim and he tells us what Rashi's saying, and you're mechavi to the Ksais. Not to the whole Ksais, but to the starting point of the Ksais. Comes along Chaim. Now I know why the lights are off. Maybe we could turn off these. They're all one? No? We'll have at least that. Is anybody bothered by the light like this? You okay with that?
We're the light of Torah.
The Orah Torah, beautiful. So Orah Torah continues. Chaim is lighting it up over here, this Rashi. So Chaim shines the light on Rashi, where Rashi emphasizes Varekula biyodai koidim shenishbo. So Chaim is saying that Rashi is being medayeg, that the halacha would have been very different if he was tokef after the shvuah. Kafta referach. I agree with you. But since understanding the shaila comes before a diuk in Rashi, so let's see how the Ran learns up the Gemara shaila, but I want to get to your diuk as well. Some beautiful things to discuss today. Says the Ran. Loit tzricha de ishtik ula besalv tzavah. Nearly. Deba'ina debaya hachi perusha. The shaila is like this. Devadai. In other words, the Ran is about to start out saying that in pshat you can't read the Gemara based on simple level, and that is to say that the Gemara is simply wondering whether shtika and then a tzvicha and then an objection, whether that's a shtika or a tzvicha, that the Ran doesn't accept. He says a lot deeper. Debaya hachi perusha. Devadai pshitalon. Daha de ishtik l'bsof tzavah. Iki the maslini, hold up. Kimin the ishtik. He says, if he was shosei, you could describe it as hold up. On the other hand, so he says that the Gemara will never be able to be poshet. Elahacha kami baila. But rather, the shaila is the most lumdish hakira in all of Shnayim Ochsim Vitalis. Elahachli Chami Boilan. Kivon Devadai Talizo. Mitchila Besafe Koiso Emedes. This Talis was sitting in a state of Safek. Shaloi Hayinu Yoidim Shalmiyu. Because we didn't know who the Talis belonged to. Vikivon Shekein. The Shaila is not how to look at Shasak L'Besof Tzavach. You know what Shasak L'Besof Tzavach is? It's a Safek. It's a Safek Hoda. So that's not the Shaila, whether it's Oda or not. That is a Safek Oda. So that's not Rabbi Zeira Shaila. That is Etzem a Safek. And Rabbi Zeira would never think that you could be poshed whether it's a Oda or it's not a Oda. It is a Safek. It's a halachic Safek. To put ourselves in the Ran's shoes, if we were on the Madrega of the Ran, when we were reading the Gemara, what we should analyze, this is how our Rabbeim's used to analyze, is they would ask, wait a second, let me understand the Shaila. What exactly are the two tzadim over here? And then we would have gotten stuck, the Ran argues. By the way, I can see someone else saying to the Ran, you're wrong. But the Ran says you would have gotten stuck. That gufa is called the Saveh Goda. There's no two tzadim. In Kainim Advarim, so what's Rabbi Zeira's Shaila? Rabbi Zeira's Shaila is not simply, is this considered Oda or not? It is a Safek. But it's a Safek that's based on a Safek Oda. And that Safek revolves around the most fundamental Chakira in all Shnayim Ochsim Vitalis. Elohacha kami baila. Shelo v'kivan shekein rak saveh adam meh... Well, I'm sorry. Kiv el hacha kami boilon. Kivan de vaday tailazu mitchila besafek hoysoy medes. Since this talis is besafek, shelo yinu yoydim shamiyuhu. We don't know who it belongs to. V'kivan shekein rak saveh adam mehani. Lamida b'shuzeh shetakfa. If this talis is just sitting in a safek, and you don't know who it belongs to, so then in such a case, whoever holds it now, we would leave it in his rishos. The halacha of the safek is going to be that the talis is besafek. So if it's a safek hodah, then that would be enough of a raya to be machriya the safek. Someone said there's another word here. Good. No, you're probably right. Because I have very old. It's going to be enough to leave it. Why? Because we have no idea who it belongs to. So then, as some type of hachra of Bezdin, we would say that if it's in the guy's rishus, Reuven already has it in his rishus. There's a suffix whether Shimon is mode. So then, in such a case, that's enough to leave it there. Oy Dilma, kivan ditzavach ve'eni yodeh lemi. Tohad the ishtik la mishum oda. Ve'ein told in lomar. Wait. Leah, it's not good for me. Oh, Dilma, kivan ditzavach. Ve'eni yodeh lemi. Tohad the ishtik la mishum oda. Ve'ein told in lomar shemaho. Delafish etalas zo. Mitchila hosamutelis besavik. This is the critical part of the shaila. These words. Danan sahadi demaiditov is haiti deyu. Umaiditov is haiti dey. Vikivan shikane ain't savek odah motzimi dey vade. Now that
line that I got stuck on all the way in the beginning, let's leave for a moment because it's really not the most critical line.
What he means to that line, maybe we could try to go back to. But what the Ran is saying is like this. The Ran says, or the other side is to say it is a Safek Hodah, but that Safek Hodah is not enough to award Reuven. And the reason it's not enough to award Reuven is because it belonged to Shimon. What do you mean it belonged to Shimon? That's the other way of looking at Shnayim Oksim Metalis. Do you look at Shnayim Oksim Metalis as one big suffix over the entire talis? Or do you look at Shnayim Oksim Metalis as a talis that already each one is holding on to half and saying Kula Shalim? If you look at it as each one is saying, each one has it, half of it, and each one says Kula Shalim, then you, a suffix of Hodah, of Shimon, is not enough.
Did I mix up the names?
Suffix Hodah of Reuven is not enough to award it to Shimon, because it was already Reuven's. It was already Reuven's. Those are the two tzadim. The kivan shekein ain't saveg oda motzime dey vaday. And then the Ran gives another pshat. Absolutely beautiful form of analysis by the Ran. Again, the omek of the dover, what the Ran has done is, it can't be a shayla of shasak l'psof sach, whether that's a hodah. That, by definition, is a safek. So what's Rabbi Zera being mesupak about? It's not what is the definition of a hodah. That is a safek over here. But rather, the question is, when you have a safek hodah, is it work to award it to the Tokef? What's that question? That question is how you look at the Tfisa of the Talis. How do you look at the Tfisa of the Talis? Of course, Rabosai, let's just summarize. Everybody knows for Simcha, Baruch Hashem, Mosif to our Simchas Adar by coming back and learning with us. Can you bring Simcha in and tell him what are the most important Makoros of this question? Who holds which way? We've already seen Makoros. Yes. Tosis on that base, Amid Aleph seems to understand that's Kilu Nechlogu Kfar, right? Liber Maskavi Yachloku. And what else? And Rashi, the way we read Rashi, and I'm going to get back to this. Rashi tomorrow, Amir Seshem. Tomorrow we continue on the Gemara. I think it's going to be Rashi again is going to be developing his Shita, where Rashi holds that there's a suffix over the entire talis who owns it. Says the Ran, that's Gufa, the Shiloh over here of the Gemara. Now, there is another Hezber that the Ran gives, but because we started late today, you know what, let's give it a try. We're moving along. So let's maybe, that's the first pshat in the round. Let's take a look at the second pshat. Anybody need any clarification? Beautiful, no? Yes, Izzy?
Can you just explain one more time the kasha the Ron has?
By the way, this is the difference between Elul in your second year and hopefully one day when you become a Talmud Chacham. In the beginning of a second year of a boy's learning, they don't read the Gemara this way. But to become a Talmud Chacham, you have to learn how to read the Gemara this way. And that is, the Ran is saying that Rabbi Zeira's, you have to analyze a Shaila. When Rabbi Zeira asks a Shaila, that Shaila has to have two clear sides. If the Shaila does not have two clear sides, then you probably didn't understand the Shaila. Says the Ran, Rabbi Zeira's Shaila doesn't have two sides. Shasakul b'sof tzavach is obviously a safek kodah. So what's the Shaila? There's a safek kodah. So what's Rabbi Zeira's Shaila? The answer is, says the Ran, Rabbi Zeira is already giving us a safek kodah. And once he gives us a safek kodah, then he presents that safek kodah is going to be totally in how you look at the Tfisa on the Talis. If you say the one who was pulled from had already a Tfisa on the Talis, so then his safek kodah is not going to be enough to be motzi from him. But if he never had a full Tfisa on the Talis, so then in such a case, then you'd be able to say that that's a raya of where the talus is supposed to be. So that's the deeper reading of Rabbi Zeira. You and I, when we read it, and in Daf Yomi, if I hadn't learned Shnayim Osim B'Talus B'Iyun, I probably wouldn't have noticed it, let alone know it. But once you begin to think about it, you can't just simply say that this is a suffix. This is a suffix hodah. It's got to be something else. There's got to be something deeper that's going on over here. Yes, Yisrael.
How does the Ran read that into the Gemara?
So the Ran reads in the Gemara in the... Well, first of all, the Gemara itself was struggling with what Rav Zeira's Shaila is, and the Gemara's conclusion is, Midi'ishtik oduya odilei, okim the ketzal v'chashta igloi milsadai d'shasak meikara sal ha'ikachazai rabban. According to the Ran, that's not the Shaila of the Gemara. According to the Ran, that's not the Shaila of the Gemara. What Yisrael is pointing out is that the Ran is stretching the Gemara literally, a little bit. Because how does the Gemara present it? The Gemara presents it, we'll leave this as a tzarech iyun on the Ran. The Gemara presents it as if, do you say, midi ishtik, it's a hoda? Or do you say, that hashta igloi milsa? So the Gemara is what lured us into the wrong direction. The Gemara is what lured us into the direction that we're not sure how to look at this, whether it's Odah or not. And the Ran can't swallow that. Yisrael is right that we, even if we ask the right questions, wouldn't have necessarily come to the Ran's pshat, which is what makes the Ran quite a chiddush, and which is part of why I said that it could very well be that that's not the only way of reading the Gemara. But the Ran says it can't be that the Gemara has a suffix of whether the shtikol psov savach is a hodah or not. It's an obvious objective suffix, and therefore he's mechadesh this. Now this is actually one of the most important marimakolmos. I didn't share it with you when we discussed how you look at shnayim mosam adalos. We spent time on this. I didn't give you this Ran. Although I, in Mirtz Hashem, in the Sefer and Bav Metzia, I do make reference to Ran. But the reason I didn't is because I didn't want you to get ahead of ourselves. But at the end of the day, this Ran is probably the most important Maramakom where you have the Chakira explicit in the Rishonim, where you see two sides in one Rishon. Up until now, we've had Rashi, and we deduced that Tosis is different. We never had someone from the Kadmonim come and show that these two different ways contrast them. We were making things up. Tosis is different than Rashi. I don't think we were making things up. I think we were right. But at the end of the day, you could have argued, you know, Mehechitei said this is right. So this Ran is an extremely important Maramakom, because the Ran bears out that the tradition that we have in the yeshivas is correct and not incorrect. And that is, these two ways of Shnayim Ochsim Metalis is really a legitimate way of looking at Shnayim Ochsim Metalis. The Ran has another pshat, but I see that I wanna already get to the diuk in Rashi, and you tell me if tomorrow you want to start with the second half of the Ran. But this is the most important part. That's the Ran then gives another way of learning, but this is a beautiful, beautiful pshat. Now, in regards to Chaim's diuk in Rashi, so I want to share with you that, as I said, there's a very beautiful, concise Ktzos HaChoshen that really gets to the core of what Rashi is saying. And not only does he get to the core of what Rashi is saying, he talks about things that, A, are issues that we've been dancing around for a while, A, and B, is it actually is going to be relevant in reading the Hemshech of Rashi as well. So it's this Ktzos is doubly important, and we get a bonus that this Ktzos is not hard. This Ktzos is relatively easier to understand than some of the harder Ktzoses that we have, so it's definitely kedai for us to do. Yeah. Here, we can pass around. I brought a Ktzos, I think. Kuflam and Chesbeit. The Ktzos gives Chaim's Pshat. Zok the Ktzos HaChoshen. Bo Shnayim Adukim. Just for, it never hurt anybody to read the Shulchan Aruch. So let's take a look. Kuflam and Chesbeit in the Shulchan Aruch first. Bo Shnayim Adukim. Two people are holding on to a talus. Vishomto Echel Biyad Chaver Bifanenu Vishas HaKasheni. אף על פי שחוזר ושובח אין מוצאין אוסו מיודו כיוון ששוסק בתחילו הרי זה כמודלו. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins one way, which we're going to see is based on the Hemshech of the Gemara, and that is that we leave it in Reuven's hands if it's Reuven that pulls it away. Says the Ktzos, the Perek Hamad Abba Metzia Boi Reb Zer Tapfech because of Rashi Tapfa Hotzia Miyad Chaver B'Chazaka Vare Kula B'Yado Kodem Shinish Bo. It's entirely in his hands before they swear. U Midi Kosat Kodem Shinish Bo. And this that Rashi says, and Rabosa, I want to give you learning Moser again. Every single one of you should have, everything we're discussing in Lomdos and Iyun should have asked these questions when they read the Gemara. What exactly is Rabbi Zeir Shaila? Ran. What exactly is Rashi bringing out? Ktzos. That's what we're doing. We're not doing the Ran, L'shem the Ran. We're not doing the Ktzos, L'shem the Ktzos. We're doing them to understand the Omek of what the Gemara Rashi Tosis is. The only time we would say that the Shkila is Geoda is before the Shvua. The only time that the Halacha is going to be transformed is if it's prior to Shvua. What do I mean by transformed? Our whole Shakla Vitaria, our whole Safek over here, only exists, Rashi's emphasizing, before the Shavua. Again, the only time we're going to have a Shaila is if this whole saga of him pulling it away and there was a Shtika happened before the Shavua. What's a Safek? V'havelei ka'omer eini mishpa de'ini yochel achzor. If he's being silent, so says the Ktzos very deeply, if you're being silent, it's like saying, I don't want to swear. Oh, Rabosai, that's halacha. That if I'm a chliyev to swear and I don't, so you win. So if it's kait in the shvua and I don't object, and you pull it away, so what am I doing when I'm not objecting? So one way of understanding it is I'm being moda. Says the Ktzos, not exactly. It's not simply that I'm being moda. What's happening is I'm now relinquishing the fight. What does it mean I'm relinquishing the fight? I'm relinquishing my ability to make a shvua and take the half of the talus. But what happens if we've already sworn? The oz kvar zocho b'chetzioi. Then, in such a case, then Reuven is the one who had it pulled away from him. Who remembers? Elias, are you keeping score?
Shimon grabbed it away from Reuven.
So then, when Shimon grabbed it away from Reuven, so Reuven was already zocha on that half. Reuven was zocha on that half. Su lo amrina do ye ode. Then you don't say there's alda. Va'afilu shosak mitchilo va'atsoi. Lo amrina shtika koida. And even if it was shosak from the beginning to the end, it's not shtika koida. Va'ayim ha'shekasavnu pe'al vav. Ooh. So says it says beautifully. As Chaim was medayek, but that's why Chaim has said you're just scraping the surface, because the Ksais does two things over here. He's mechadish two things. So let's start with Chaim's deal. Chaim was the first step, correctly. That Rashi says, Koidim Shinishbo. So why did Rashi say Koidim Shinishbo? Because Halacha would be different if it would be afterwards. If it would be afterwards, then it doesn't matter if Reuven was shosek the entire time. Why? Because in such an instance, Reuven has his rights to the talis. Vamevin yavin, the shvua is what gives him the talis. Ooh, this is going to be big. The shvua is what gives him the talis. The shvua is what gives him the talis. Huh. Now that the shvua gives him the talis, so then it's mine. I don't have to object. Right? What would the halacha be if Adam see you be tokef my ktsos? Right? And I'm silent. Do I have to object? Absolutely not. I don't have to object. I don't have to object. So the same thing here. I've already been awarded the object, so there's no room. There's no room to be medayik from any shtika or anything like that. There's nothing to talk about over here. Oh, if that's so, that's step number one. Step number two is the Ksais also says an interesting wrinkle. He says the silence is not only about hodah, but the silence is me registering my rights to the talis. What rights do I have in the talis? It's Shnai Mohsen. The answer is, my rights is to be able to make a shvua and get it. And if I'm being silent, I'm rescinding my right. If it's koidim ha-shvua, and then I'm someone who's chayiv to swear and doesn't want to, and that's halacha, mitoch sheini yachol lishava, mishalem. If you don't swear, not only if it's sheini yachol, if he decides not to swear, then in such a case he pays. Azoy is the Tzais Mechadesh. And all of that is Nichlal and Rashi. Isn't this worth $1 million? This is something very precious, no? Very precious. Very, very precious. It's great around Purim time to get into the most beautiful sugyas in all of Shnai Mosen. We are on the most exciting daf in Bav Metzia for sure. But everybody talks about Takfa Koin. My favorite part of that Vav is Rabbi Zeira. Absolutely fascinating. And the Diyukim and Rashi, and it's not hard, the Ran's Pshat, the Diyukim and Rashi, it's something very, very special. Yes, Josh F.
Are we able to advance the Diyuk and say it has to be after they present their claims?
So Josh wants to go a step further. You don't want that, God forbid, that you should be learning the Ksais, right? I'm teasing. It's a joke. So it comes along. Josh wants to advance this idea. Josh wants to advance this idea. It was entirely a joke. What Josh is driving at is it's not enough to know the Ksais. The question is to know the Rashi. So the question is it just what we saw on the Ksais, or is there something more than that? And why did the Ksais not say something more? See, he says, you want to say, Hotsia Miachaber, where do you see in Rashi the claims part? Where do you see that?
It just says Kodim Shinishbo. So
right.
If it's before that, does that imply that it's also after they present their claims, or they just walk into the basin and then one guy grabs
it? I would argue either way, that they don't need to say Kula Shali. Hafuch, the fact that Rashi doesn't say it was after each one said Kula Shali is mashma that doesn't make a difference whether it was before or after. Good, beautiful, Josh. Yes, Naftali.
What's the case if someone swears and then Adam comes and says something different? We believe Adam, no?
Someone swears.
And, like, I swear
correct.
I don't owe someone, and then it would come and say, no, you do owe.
Correct.
Okay, so why, if we're saying that it's after a shvua, right? After a shvua, and once we've already made a shvua, then I'm going to get what's mine anyways. So why is it different than the fact that we both walk in holding the talisman we have on a zahadi to say half is ours? Then why does it matter if he grabs it away? I still have my on a zahadi.
Very good. Comes along Naphtali. And Naphtali asks, is it we're going to have this mamash chidushim shir over here? Comes along Naphtali, I'm driving at this already for tomorrow. Comes along Naphtali, Naphtali asks, well, if there's Anan Sahadi, that each one of them is mamash holding on, is entitled to half, that he deserves half, so then who cares whether there was a shvur or not? So this, I don't know if Max knows the whole sugya, but I think Max really knows where I'm going for the chidushim shir. Go ahead, Max. Say good. I can see in his eyes.
According to Shitas Rashi, there's
beautiful.
No Anan Sahadi.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
So it could be Rashi L'Shitasa.
Right. But before we develop the Rashi L'Shitasa, and that's before we develop the whole chidush, which, if it's true, we want to write up for the next sefer. But I think there's legitimacy in what I think right now. It seems to be, and I have another Rashi here that I want to play with as well. That I think is going to support that. Could answer Naftali's question. There might be other ways of answering Naftali's question. Everybody follow the give and take. Let me just summarize quickly that Naftali said. But at the end of the day, if there's Anan Sahadi, why is it, even if before the Shvua? So Max wants to argue, it could very well be that we've been developing within Shitas Rashi the Safek, again, to show Simcha Rashi, the first Rashi in the Sechta, already says, Ve'in lo zekach ba yosem izeh, each one doesn't have a koch over the talis more than the other. Sounds very, very different than Tosis' Hagdara Kila Nechla Kekfar. So every word in Rashi is going to be Meduya. In a way, I want to go back to all of our Rashis that we've played with before. All the Rashis are going to begin to fall into line. I think this is a great way to. It's a great sugya for us to have at the end of the Zman, during the week of Purim. I think a lot of things will come together. You know, it's one thing to be Mesameach in Purim. Mesameach in the Halachas of Purim, v'chule v'chule, Mesameach on Purim. It's another thing to be Mesameach in the Torah that you've worked on for all 12 months, and be Mesameach in that, where everything comes together. I enjoyed very much Rabina's Shlita's line when Ramesh, you missed it. It was a classic that Rabina was asked what he thought about the Chavetz Chaim, the video of the Chavetz Chaim. So he said he was walking. So the guy sent me also Rav Nevensal to see it. Obviously, Rav Nevensal, you could see Rav Nevensal's eyes were wide open. He was very excited to see it. But at the end of the day, Ravami said that I think it was Gershon who asked Rav Nevensal about it. So he said it was a beautiful thing to see. He said, but at the end of the day, you know the Mishnah Berurah, you know the Chavetz Chaim from the Sfarim. That's how you really know the Chavetz Chaim, not from seeing the video, right? You feel the Chavetz Chaim. My wife tells me in Hilchas Lashon Hara, the Chavetz Chaim speaks to you mamish like as a friend. The Chavetz Chaim has even the Chavetz Chaim's warmth, his Avas Torah and his Yerushimayim come through in his from Hilchas Lashon Hara. He speaks to you because in Hilchas Lashon Hara he's giving very, very sharp stuff, but somehow he's able to do it in a way that's so soft and so beautiful that even when he's telling you strong things, he does it in a beautiful, beautiful way. So that's where you really, those who learn the Sfarim of the Chavetz Chaim, they're the ones who really know. That was Rav Nevensal's point. Those are the ones who really know. Chavetz Chaim, Rav Nevensal knows, I've been zochah to learn with him from him Mishnah Berurah for years. He knows Mishnah Berurah Baal Peh, and he knows Mishnah Berurah a lot better than he knows the Sefer B'Yitzchak Yikara. That's mind-boggling. So why am I mentioning it now? Because this is it. This is the ultimate Simchas HaPurim. This is the ultimate Simchas HaPurim. That everything comes together. Not just to be Mesameach in Purim itself. Well, Purim is all about Simchas HaTorah, so at the end of the Zman, to see everything come together, the Rashi and the Tosfos, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Now, I apologize, I took up your question time for a couple minutes, but I'll give you a few minutes. I'm not going to do Halacha because we started today. I just want to share with you in the footnote on the new Ksos HaKoshen, before we do it, let's just do the Ksos from the beginning to end. He gives one Halacha Lamaisa, and I want to share with you something amazing that they found, which I think is really important, which I was not aware of. Really important. Says the Ksos Halacha Lamaisa, Lufiza Nira, based on what I said above, he says the whole thing is when a person is moche, it's as if he's saying eini nishba. It's as if he's saying I want to swear. And if he's not moche, then it's eini nishba. But what happens if you bring eidim that you're entitled to it? Even if it's before the Shvua. V'kiva da'asu sadi sulek asveiko va'odif minishpa. And then it doesn't matter whether he'd be shasik or not. What does the Ksais do? He mamish makes Naftali's point. Brilliant. Everything falls in beautifully today. Some days the sugi, everything lines up beautifully, and some days we get stuck. Does he's learning. But today everything works beautifully. Comes along the Ksais and he says, and if you assume there's mamish eidus on the half of the talis, so what happens if there's eidus on half of the talis? Then we won't infer any shtika or anything like that, because there's eidus. Over here, there was no eidus. Why do I say it follows on the heels of Naftali? Because the Ksais is validating Naftali's question. If there was anan sahati, then the shtika is not important. But there's one big suffix over the entire talis. So if there's one big suffix over the entire talis, that suffix is only kaidim shenishbo. Then in such a case, when the guy is not moicha, then he's saying eini nishba. But that's only important if he doesn't have a raya. But if he has a raya, if he has a raya, so then in such a case, then the halacha is going to be different. Then the halacha is going to be different. And that's all based on the diuk of Rashi. That Rashi's saying that it's the shvua which makes it yours, and then it's yours. So he says, if that's so, so if you have eidim, then it's yours, even half of it, then in such a case, the shtik is not going to be significant. That's halacha lemaisa, the ksais, making based on his diuk from the Rashi. It's beautiful, no? The beautiful ksais. Okay, now comes along Rav Dimitrovsky Shlito, who's a big town lechachem in Panovich. Rav Dimitrovsky from Yeshivat HaKotel's nephew, if I'm not mistaken. Rav Dimitrovsky gave one of the higher shiurim in Yeshivat HaKotel many years. Good friend of Rav Nevinzal and Rav Katz. So he points out that there's a Rabbi Kiva Eger. Let's take a look. Rabbi Kiva Eger, he points out in Aura 19, says the following. The Rabbi Kiva Eger, and I was not aware of this Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Kuf Lamed Ches adds the following. He says, the Ksaisis Chidush, Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't hold of. Rav Dimitrovsky found this for us. He says, the Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, Lodun, I have a Shiloh, last two lines on the photocopy you have. Be'im Omar Eini Nishba Ve'ena Mahapech. D'yeshlomar D'rak Mishamtinon Le. U'mikol Mokom Lo'ev Sechelke. What about a guy who says that I'm not going to take a shua? It's mine? But who are you to force me to take a shua? I learned in yeshiva how terrible taking a shua is. So now would you say yachloku, would you not say yachloku? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, it could be you would still say yachloku. So points out Rav Dimitrovsky that that's not the position of the Ksais. The Ksais's whole point is that what makes it yours is the shua, and without the shua it's not yours. I want you to think about this, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Max wants to already use it for things. So this is a machlokes, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Ksais. The whole chiddush of the Ksais is all based on the idea is that it's not yours before the Shvua, and it becomes yours. Zot Rav Dimitrovsky and Panovich. No! No, that's not correct, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. According to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the halacha would be even before the Shavuot, it's yours. And therefore, the whole halacha of Eini Nishba, Nidok Sheini Yochel Yishav Nishalem, what the Ktzai says, but that's Rashi, is not correct. Good, Ezra? You hear?
Beautiful. Okay, let's start developing a little bit more. I see we have time. Oh, there were questions. No, maybe we'll continue developing tomorrow. Yeah, Yonatan.
So, just to clarify the Katzos. Katzos is saying that it's not really that he's admitting to, it's not that he's really admitting to Shema. It's more that he doesn't want to take the Shulah. Therefore, since like there's another option, Shema will get the Talis.
Right.
Then the Gemara says he's admitting it.
Maybe the Gemara is only talking prior to Shavuot. In other words, according to Rashi, the only time admission is important, the shtika is important, is when there's a suffix. Again, if you grab something that belongs to me, and everybody sees you grab, there are eight that see you grab, and everybody knows it once belonged to me, and I'm silent, what's the halacha? It's mine. It's mine. So then, that's exactly what's going on after the Shavuot. After the Shavuot, we don't care whether I'm silent or not. You're grabbing something that belongs to me. Ain't al maladaber. So now there's nothing to talk about over here. Now there's nothing to talk about.
I'm saying before the Shavuot.
What's that? Before the Shavuot, yeah. I thought he was going after.
No, I'm talking about before the Shavuot.
Go ahead.
The Gemara is saying he's being loaded to him. That's why.
You're asking on the Ran or on the Rashi?
Yeah,
well, show me which line's bothering you.
So say the reason. I don't know really exactly. The Hadalom, Omer, Ein Nishba, Ein Yachalat. That's the thing. I'm not going to swear. It's like he's giving it. Right?
Right. No, they ain't hearing means they ain't know that. Rabosai, just to get the words right. Sometimes I gloss over the translation. That's, the translation is Vahadilei Ka'omer Eini Nishba. It's as if a person who says I'm not going to swear, the Eino Yocholachzer, he's not allowed to take that back. So if you say that his shtika is a real shtika, it's as if he's saying I'm not going to swear, and he can't renege on that. Okay, now it's good. Beautiful. Yes, Yisrael.
So drew up this case. What would happen after the Shavuot that he says that? What exactly is that case? The guy, he's the one that everyone saw that Shimon grabbed Reuben's talis. Just Reuben was silent at first. So what would be the case of after Shavuot that would change something? I don't even understand what that case would be.
You're now, I think what you're bothered by is what everything that Chaim and the Ketzel said is so obvious. You wouldn't have thought otherwise. Is that what you're saying?
What I can't even think of is...
What would a tzior be? I gave you the tzior. What would be the tzior of a shvua?
We make shvuas, and now what?
I'll give you a case. We made a shvua in Bezdin, and all of a sudden, from out of a movie, a bunch of gangsters pull up, and they... In the court, I don't remember if that was a scene in Goodfellas, but in the court they go and they grab it.
Different people.
Yeah.
So what?
No. This guy's mafia guys. Doesn't matter. Who's the grabber? Shimon. So Shimon did the grabbing afterwards because he saw he was losing in court.
They ready made shvuos.
Doesn't matter, right? And that's exactly the chiddush. That even if Shimon finds a way to pull it afterwards, nevertheless, it belongs to then. In such a case, there's nothing to talk about.
They already went.
So you're bothered again. So that's what you're bothered by. You're bothered that the yisod that we're saying is so obvious to you. That's what you're bothered by. It wasn't so obvious to any of us beforehand. We had no idea. The whole place was silent until Chaim raised his hand to give the Pshat and Rashi. It's not like now that everybody's raising his hand. When I asked you what's Rashi adding, nobody had anything to say.
And if it would have been an obvious point, so then that's why Rashi is saying Kodem Shvuah as opposed to not. Now there's something else that's also being Mechadish, and that is that when a person doesn't object, it's like he's saying Eini Nishpat. That's also an interesting Chiddush that he's developing as well. But if it's obvious, Mato Manoim. And then finally, the Halacha Maisa Chiddush that he's emphasizing is that therefore the same Halacha would apply even if it's Kodem Shvuah if the guy has Eidim. That's a beautiful Chiddush Halacha Maisa based on the above. One more question. Who hasn't spoken yet today? Eliezer. Gedalia also. One for you, one for Gedalia. And then we'll continue Mirz Hashem after Mincha. Go ahead. Choose the better one. It's guaranteed that you'll say the worst one. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
So, I guess just to clarify, so at least I get that down. According to Naftu's question.
According to?
To Naftu's question.
Okay, it's a new one. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Do we answer back that Rashi over here, since Rashi addresses and he says, Hotzimiyah Havera Pichazaka?
Yes.
And then the Rashi over here is, Ochsin Dishnecham Mukzakimba. And they're both being Mukzak. And that's the difference. It's not on Vein Lezek Koach Bal Yotzimizet, it's on the Mukzakas. Is that how we answered it, or are we saying Vein Lezek Koach Bal Yotzimizet?
You have to repeat for me, Naftali. Naftali asked. You have to repeat Naftali's.
Then who cares if there's a shvuah or not?
Right. So the simplest answer to Naftali's question is that there is no Anan Sadi according to Rashi. That's the simplest answer. Okay. Gedalia.
How do we know if they're supposed to say that when the guy his shtika is saying I don't want to swear, not that he's saying it's the other guy's talis?
Right. Where do the Ksais get this idea to turn the shtika into an eini nishba? V'hamevin yavin, that might be the Ksais's way of answering the Ran's kasha in a different way. That would Mirz Hashem Gedali is going to stay sheer one day, and you'll say, you'll think about saying it. You have to write it down, because if you're like me, there's no way you're going to remember in 20 years from now. But Mirtz Hashem, no, it could very well be. If anybody understood this, I'm even you haven't come over to me this afternoon. It could be that's the Ksais's way. Gedalia asked, how does he see that Safek Hoda means a Eini Nishpa? And I want to tell you that might be the way the Ksais is dealing with the Ran's Kasha. Okay, now Lechura, we could globalize Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Ksais's Machlokes to Gufa, Rashi, and Tosus. We have to now, in the yeshivas they won't let us get away with this, because we don't want to make a Machlokes Ksais Rabbi Kiva Eger to Machlokes Rashi Tosus. But at first glance, the issue that Rabbi Kiva Eger, again, the emphasis here is in first glance. Don't go in my name one day and say that I said the Machlokes Ksais Rabbi Kiva Eger is Machlokes Rashi Tosus. I'm not saying that. But at first glance, this is the issues that we've seen in Rashi and Tosus. Dahaini, as Shimon mentioned, Shimon can't just be the Tokif today. So, as Shimon mentioned, that Tosus says, Kilu Nechaka Kfar, right? So, according to Tosus, there's a lot of room to say what Rabbi Kiva Eger said. And that is, even before the Shvua, it already, half it belongs to Reuven, half it belongs to Shimon. Why do you make a Shvua? Rabosai scream out two reasons. Shloye Kolech Lechol to Tokif, or Chashin Sham Mil Yishana. But according to Rashi, what did we see? We said Rashi on Beis Amid Aleph says there's nothing doing over here in this house. This is one big glob, one big suffix. And that might relate, I'm setting us up for tomorrow, that might relate to I want you to do Rashi well. And think about how it relates to other Rashis in the Hemshech of the Gemara, our Rashis. And then Mirz Hashem tomorrow, I want to already start Hikdisha below Takfa. And you tell me if you want to do the other day in the Ran. But Beis Hashem, tomorrow we're already going to do well Rashi. Tie together the Ksosas and the Rabbi Kiva Eger with a different Ran. Kura, one could have argued, as Max started driving at that stuff, but not only what Max had said, that the Ksos would answer the question, but Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to be going in that direction. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you know what? Did the Avad, if there wasn't a Shavuot that's made, we would still say Achlok, Bezin would not be happy with him. Bezin would put him in Nidui because they're not listening to their requests. But at the end of the day, you hear the Lomnus, Josh, the palace will be Nechlak. It's already divided.
And Rashi, we're being medayik designing that that way. And that will be Rashi Lishitasai on that Beis Amidah. So at first glance, the Tosfos Hesber is working within Rashi, and Rabbi Akiva Eger seems to be closer to Tosfos' camp. Again, I do not go so far as to say that it's mamish that Rashi equals Tosfos and Tosfos equals Rabbi Akiva Eger. Both, all four of them would take it as a compliment, but at the end of the day, it probably is at the end of the day a little bit more nuanced than that. But we are seeing strains in Shitas Rashi and strains within Shitas.